Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, Year B. Our readings today are taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Psalm 29, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 12 to 17, and the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we feel like the disciples when You walked with them on the Emmaus Road, and they did not recognize Your presence. You came to them on the seashore when their work was fruitless and they felt they had failed. You had spoken to them about Your death and resurrection, but they hadn't understood. They hid behind locked doors because they had not received Your power. Lord, by Your Spirit, speak the word we need to hear and open our lives to receive it. May our worship, witness, and service reflect the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the hymn, Glory to the Father. Let us pray. We pray the collect for Trinity Sunday, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, You've given to us Your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in that faith and worship, and bring us at last to see in you, to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who Will Go For Us? Who will go for us? In a period when the people of God were experiencing some anxiety at the death of King Uriah, who did what was pleasing in the sight of the Lord, God called Isaiah in a vision. Isaiah says in his vision, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance, and one called to the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1b to 3. In the presence of a holy God, Isaiah becomes aware of his sinfulness and that of his people, who from time to time were disobedient to God's law. Isaiah laments, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 5. The Holy One of Israel, the God who, out of love for his people, called Isaiah to be his prophet, responds as a God of mercy and graciousness. God responds, Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Isaiah is cleansed from his sin by God, who is able to remove sin. He is now in a position to hear and respond to God's voice. The prophet continues, Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Isaiah responds positively to the call and said, Here I am, send me. Verse 8. Who will go for us? God indicating the plural nature of God. The Old Testament people did not experience the full nature of God. We get a glimpse in the creation story when a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, and the word went out from God, as God said, Let there be light, and there was light. John in his gospel affirms for us, The word became flesh and lived among us. John chapter 1, verse 14a. Who will go for us? We get a glimpse of the nature of God, the us. at the baptism of Jesus. Matthew describes it as follows. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Who will go for us? The voice of the Father acclaims the Son as the Beloved, the one who does what is pleasing to the Father. And the Spirit descending upon Jesus, who is in human form, to enable him to invite others to be born again by water and the Spirit. Jesus, at his baptism, sets the stage for those who would follow him. Although he had no sin, he subjected himself to the baptism of John, a baptism for the forgiveness of sins. To be affirmed by the Father and be empowered by the Spirit for the work of redemption that he, Jesus, was sent to do. In our Gospel today, from John chapter 3, verses 1 to 17, Jesus is conversing with Nicodemus, a Pharisee who came to Jesus by night because he had a genuine desire to know the truth. Nicodemus acknowledges Jesus' unique presence. He proclaims, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." John chapter 3, verse 2. Jesus responds with a statement that baffles Nicodemus. "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Verse 3. Nicodemus wonders aloud about the possibility of someone who is old going through birth a second time. Jesus answers him with an emphatic statement. "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit." John chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Jesus knew exactly what he was talking about because he was born of the flesh of the Virgin Mary. He was also reborn of the Spirit at his baptism, when he and the Spirit became one. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, reminds us that we can live according to the flesh if we set our minds on the things of the flesh. However, those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Paul concludes, "To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace." Verse 6. In our reading today from Romans 8, 12 to 17, Paul goes on to explain the consequences of our choice. "For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Romans 8, verse 13. We are reminded, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." Romans 8, 14 and 17a. Who will go for us? Us, we know that there is a Father. Jesus is the Son, and the Spirit came into the world on the day of Pentecost as a fulfillment of the promise of Jesus. The God who is Father, Son, and Spirit is calling us to do a special task for God in the world. There are many tasks to be done. Therefore, the Spirit endows us with a variety of gifts. The Father calls, Jesus redeems, the Spirit empowers. In this world of violence, corruption, deceit, dishonesty, and all the displays of the negative side of human nature, God is calling us, like God called the prophet Isaiah. Who will go for us? The Father has given us the gift of life. The Son has given us the opportunity to have our sins forgiven. Therefore, we can experience new life. The Spirit empowers us to enable us to exhibit expressions of that new life. We have been called by God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Who will go for us? Can we? Will we respond like the prophet Isaiah and say, "Here I am, send me"? If we are able to do that, he will say to us, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Let us pray. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth rejoice. Holy Lord, the earth is filled with your glory. Purify our hearts and lives that we may hear your voice and call. Send your church to declare the mystery of your love. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth rejoice. Holy Lord, Nicodemus came by night seeking illumination and understanding. Shine your light on the path of world leaders. Give your people the blessing of peace. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth rejoice. Holy Lord, your being is complete, and yet you create us to share your life. Expand our horizons to welcome strangers and friends. Strengthen the bonds of our community. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth rejoice. Holy Lord, you bring healing and reconciliation. Restore us in your image. Give rest to the weary and hope to all who despair. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth rejoice. Holy Lord, your will is to save, not condemn. Look in mercy on all who have died. Bring us to share the life of your eternity. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth rejoice. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 2065. How great is our God? Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. where there was despair, hope, where there was darkness, light, and where there was sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the holy and undivided Trinity, guard you, save you, and bring you to that heavenly city where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled week. This week we have 2 public holidays, and we pray that you will enjoy those days of rest and recreation. We end today with the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.